Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Mustard. It's Kale and Company, baby. Rolling on, 9 o'clock. Fourth and final hour underway on this beautiful Monday. Nick, Dawn, and Greg. 855-839-1210. Morning mystery movie clip at 9:20. What's on the cut sheet? Part due at the bottom of the hour. Stocker's got 38 more pages of cuts that he could flip through.
I bring it, baby.
You do. You do. We're loaded.
I bring it.
We've got enough content for today to get through like Wednesday. It's absurd. Not complaining, though. It's always a good thing. Also, today in music history, what's on tap for the Dawn Show and who won Twitter today? So let's talk threats to democracy, shall we? Because that is something that we always hear from the left. We heard Hillary Clinton say in the cut sheet this morning that Trump will not only imprison, but he will kill people if reelected. So I think the Bill Barr story is fascinating. We talked a bit about it last week. And then again on Saturday, he took it a step further. When he was on Cavuto Live on Saturday. I did not know that Cavuto worked on Saturdays on Fox News, but apparently he does. And this made headlines, the New York Post with this story. I've also got some good audio for you. Tucker Carlson on the Joe Rogan podcast and also Stephen A. Smith on with Hannity talking about threats to democracy. And we'll get to those clips here in just a couple of moments. But Bill Barr, headline from the New York Post, says he's backing Trump 2024 because far left is a greater threat. He calls them a heavy-handed bunch of thugs. Barr 73 was on with Neil Cavuto on Saturday and said that the Biden administration is in fact the greater threat to democracy. He says, quote, "I think that they have a totalitarian temper. They have brought into the progressive movement and it has been full throttle ever since. And they're trying to squelch opposition and freedom of speech. It's a heavy-handed bunch of thugs, in my opinion, and that is where the threat is," Barr said at another point about the far left. And I think that is substantial, and I think that's important, because the former attorney general did not have a good couple final of weeks when he was in office as part of the Trump administration and the Trump White House. I would say Bill Barr and Donald Trump, not on the best of terms these days over the last 3.5 or 4 years. So when somebody like that, like Bill Barr, comes out and says, no, the far left is the far greater threat to democracy, I think that should be a big story. That should be news that people are talking about, because it's not like Bill Barr is buddy-buddy with DJT these days after what happened in 2020. And I want to play you this clip because I'm also... I think if we were to, we talked earlier this morning about the NBC News poll about how Americans at a 20-year low with election interest, only 64% of those polled in this NBC poll said that their enthusiasm level for the election is a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. That's the lowest it's been in 20 years, the last four elections. And I think in part with all of what's going on, is people are so tired of the hyperbole. It becomes a tune out. Threats to democracy. Trump will not leave office if he gets elected. He'll become a king. He'll never leave 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. This will be the last election that we ever have in this country. And I think most people with common sense just roll their eyes and be like, man, this is how you're trying to sell your side and spin that you're the better option by saying so-and-so is a, quote, threat to democracy. Tucker Carlson was on the Joe Rogan podcast for apparently 3 hours. I trimmed it down. I think we got like 90 seconds here. But here is Tucker Carlson, I think, echoing the sentiment of many Americans in this country that are so tired of being lectured to about threats to democracy. Take a listen to this clip.
It's a natural inclination. It's a natural thought that people have. If they're the ones, if you guys are a bunch of dopes that are just listening to my orders and I tell you how to live your life and what to do, I'm naturally going to think I'm better than you.
Well, that's, I mean, people have lived under those systems since there have been systems, but
right, always
what makes it particularly galling and hard to live with is when you call that system a democracy.
Right.
That's too dishonest for me. It's, I would much rather live in a monarchy where everyone thinks the king has been assigned by God to rule over us and his whims are law. And, you know, that makes sense. I don't like it, but at least it has internal coherence.
Right.
When they stand up and pass a $60 billion funding bill for Ukraine, when 70% of the population doesn't want it, when they're ignoring the actual problems in our country, like the economy and the border, and they're hauling in Congress over the weekend to pass something that people don't want, while ignoring the things that people do want, and if they do the same kind of thing again and again for like 50 years, and they call it a democracy, that will drive you insane.
Yeah.
Because it's just too dishonest. Why not just say, we don't give a shit what you want. We are getting something out of this Ukraine funding, whether it's like the thrill of being masters of the universe or whether it's money from the defense contractors, whatever we're getting out of it is more important to us than your opinion. This is not self-government. You don't run this country. We do. Shut up and obey. If they at least said that, you'd be like, okay, I get it. Those are the terms. But if I get another lecture from Joe Scarborough about defending democracy when this is not a democracy, it's not even a close approximation of a democracy, then I'm going to go crazy because I just can't deal with the lying.
I think that's really well said. And it's guys like Joe Scarborough on MSNBC. Thankfully, I don't watch that show. And the only time we get any of those clips are on the cut sheet, which is always good fodder. But I can't, I'm just so at the point where I'm exhausted by the hyperbole of threats to democracy and also insulting our intelligence. Like, I try not to be a partisan hack, even though I am. But the reality is the threat to democracy is coming from those who scream from the mountaintop, that Trump is the threat to democracy. Last time I checked, Trump didn't indict a political rival four different times. The last time I checked, Joe Biden or any other Democrat were not hit with 91 felony charges. Oh, by the way, also, you want to talk about threats to democracy, look at what they're doing to RFK Jr. If there's one man, one family, roaming planet Earth that could use Secret Service protection, it is RFK Jr., right? And that was denied by the Biden administration. We talk about what this country was founded on and what makes it great. For the last 3.5 years, they've slowly and methodically tried to hack away at all of your rights. Think about the big takes that we've done in the last 2 weeks. First Amendment related, Second Amendment related, Fourth Amendment related with search and seizure. I want to get into this whole FISA situation that many Republicans actually voted in favor for. We'll do that later in the week, where now the government has even more ability to spy and, you know, use surveillance techniques on its own citizens. So, to me, I know we have 6 months to go, but I'm just so over the threat to democracy out there. So I wanted to play you that clip. Let me also play you this one, because I thought this was good. And this goes back to something we were talking about last week. Speaking of individuals that are continually in the news giving their views on democracy and threats to democracy, Stephen A. Smith, from ESPN is, I think, good friends with Sean Hannity. They always talk about it. They always say that they're buddies, yada, yada, yada. Stephen A. Smith was on with Hannity on Friday night and had this to say about Biden, Trump, and threats to democracy. Take a listen to this clip.
When I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing, because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least 5 polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least 5 polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation. Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working.
To take Stephen A. Smith's words, manipulate the system, I think that's him politely saying the Biden administration and the left weaponizing the systems against Donald Trump is a true threat to democracy. I would also say this. Stephen A. Smith, to be an employee at ESPN, showing up on Fox News to talk politics, that just goes to show you the clout and power he has.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
No other person at ESPN, far left owned by Disney and Mickey Mouse, could ever show up on Fox News with Sean Hannity and say that. So I would take it one step further, and I said this briefly last week with Michael Rapaport, with The Rock when he was here in Philly for WrestleMania, with Stephen A. Smith. Dude, you are very powerful, very influential. Mm-hmm. Quit beating around the bush and just come out and say it. You know, because I believe Stephen A. Smith has voted Republican at least once in his life. He has said that. He's largely voted Democrat his whole life, which I infer he voted Republican at least once in his lifetime. He should just come out and say it. I'm voting for Donald Trump, or I'm endorsing Donald Trump, because ESPN ain't going to punish him. They're not going to suspend him.
No.
He makes $17 million a year. He runs that network. So just come out and say it. I'm tired of these people that are traditionally left-wing in the media talking about how they're close to going for Trump, but they
guys,
don't do it.
I hate to say this, but Dawn and I say this all the time. They all come home. They're all going to vote Democrat. Michael Rapaport is not going to vote for Trump. Stephen A. Smith is not going to vote for Trump.
You're probably right.
They're all going to come home.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to come home. They're just making hay out of it right now because it's getting them a little juice. It's getting them a little play. But when it really comes down to it, they're not going to vote for Trump. I'm telling you right now.
I would just love to ask all of these people, and you don't need to be Stephen A. Smith, The Rock, or Michael Rapaport. You could just be your average Tom, Dick, or Harry. If you are sitting there and saying, and Dawn, you mentioned this earlier, all of the issues, you line them up side by side, Biden versus Trump, it's advantage Trump. How can you, in good faith, know that the world was a better place, America was a better place, on the issues that matter, the bottom line issues, and then still vote for the other guy? I can't wrap my head around that. And I understand the hatred for Trump. I do. I see it from my mother-in-law. I've lived it firsthand. I understand the way these people think. But I just don't, I can't grab, like, you're willing to cut off your nose to spite your face. It makes no sense. Why would you want to pay more? Why would you want to have a more open border? Why would you want to have more crime? Why would you want all of these negatives just because you don't like one guy for whatever reason it is? If politics is a bottom line end result business, which we know it's not, but if it is, the easy decision is Donald Trump, right?
Right. And Stephen A. Smith, and we all remember you when you were here and working for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yep.
Before you made it to the big time. But Stephen A., you can vote for Trump. We won't tell. Nobody will know.
Yes.
I think a lot of people, like, you know, a lot of people are looking at all of this craziness, and I hope they vote with the truth. I hope they vote with the facts and not with emotion.
But sadly, I don't think that they will. I think a lot of people will just, like that clip we played for you last week. Was it last week or was it 2 weeks ago where you had those women in Pennsylvania and they were dancing around in their living room holding like a mimosa and having an edible party?
Yep.
I mean, they legitimately throw get-togethers just to hey, you want to go live on Facebook to mock Trump? Let's do it, and let's call him the Orange Man. Like, that's great, but your guy has not resonated with a majority of Americans. I mean, we just saw last week, you just compare the two, and I try not to get caught up in optics, rally size, or who shows up at what convenience store, but just look at the energy levels for when Trump is at Wawa, a bodega, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. And then look at Joe coming down the street in Scranton, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, or at Sheetz. It's like Elvis shows up one place and the fans are everywhere, and then another performer shows up and it's darn near crickets. It's just not even close right now.
A lot of these guys, like Michael Rapaport, like, the reason they're being highlighted right now is because they're calling out the Biden administration.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they're voting for Trump.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
It's but victory would be them staying at home, right? If you're a Trump supporter?
Well, I mean, you know, I hate to break the news to everybody, but the way Trump wins is if the majority of Democrats stay home. Don't vote for him.
Or are not activated to vote against him.
No. If the Democrat voters do not, you know, stay home for Biden,
then Trump wins.
Yeah.
Or if they vote for RFK.
If it's a record turnout again, Trump ain't winning. I hate to tell you.
Yeah. Well, so do you think... So, all right, so we've seen... Let's take the election excitement poll from NBC that we highlighted earlier this morning. 64% excited for this election, the lowest it's been in 20 years. But yet you still think there's going to be a possibility of record turnout?
No, I don't think there's going to be record turnout.
So you think less turnout than 4 years ago or
yes,
more?
Yes, I think less turnout than 4 years ago.
Okay.
Less turnout than 4 years ago. But again, if they, I mean, look, the Supreme Court is going to hear another abortion case with Idaho. There's some thing about abortion with the life of the mother or something like that that's on the Supreme Court docket.
This is the most important docket SCOTUS has seen in years.
If that case is, you know, if they rule against that where you know, it's not allowed, I'm telling you, there's going to be record women turnout. For this.
Supreme Court breaks, I think, at some point in June for the summer. They are going to be super, super busy these next six to 8 weeks, including the homeless story that they're going to be hearing today.
Yep.
In front
homeless.
Go ahead.
And not just that one, the J6 case, which would have ramifications with regard to Donald J. Trump.
I mean, nobody could have more direct impact on the election this fall than the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yep.
That's where we're at. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. Morning mystery movie clip coming up in just about 5 minutes. Stopped out at a trio of Piazza dealerships last week. Oh, do we have some beautiful vehicles to talk about. The Mercedes-Benz C300, the Acura Integra, and also the Mazda CX-30. Got to test drive all three of those beautiful vehicles, all different price points, all with different accessories and amenities. But I tell you what, all three of them, four-cylinder vehicles with a ton of power and punch. The CX-30, the most affordable of the bunch, followed by the Acura Integra, and then all the way up to the Mercedes-Benz C300. I've never seen a luxury vehicle that does everything on voice command. You can legitimately sit in that vehicle and say, hey, Mercedes, show me X, Y, or Z, and boom, it spits out everything you need on the fly. Go check out all of the dealerships that Piazza offers. Mazda, if you want a little bit of a higher-end vehicle, check out Acura. And if you want the king, go to Mercedes-Benz. And oh, by the way, if you're in the market for an SUV, the Honda Pilot Trail Sport, one of their five locations, Philadelphia, Pottstown, Reading, Springfield, and Langhorne. Shop all their inventory right now. Don't matter if you're looking for a truck, an SUV, a brand new luxury vehicle, something that's more economical, something that's electric, all of it right now online, PiazzaAutoGroup.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Monday morning, Nick, Dawn, and Greg. Dawn Show coming up at 10. Find out what's on tap for Dawn's show, as well as Today in Music History, Who on Twitter Today, Cut Sheet Part 2 coming up bottom of the hour. But right now, let's give away another great prize because it's time for the Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Look, I got you. I'm going to record your ass. Record the out of you. Record. Rose?
Uh-huh.
So last time I talked to Chris, he told me your mama hypnotized.
Rod, just stop.
Huh?
I know why you're calling.
Why is that?
It's kind of obvious, don't you think? That there's something between us?
No, what you talking about, girl? I called you about Chris.
No, Rod, whenever we'd go out, I remember you looking at me.
What the f***? No, Chris is my best friend.
Hey, look, if you did something, you ass you. I didn't want to...
Bah! God, she's a genius.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All week long, we will be giving away pairs of tickets to the Down and Derby Wine Festival, featuring Secret Service Band on May 4th from 2 to 7 p.m. at Veterans Island at Cooper River Park in Pensauken, New Jersey. Sample delicious wines from South Jersey's best wineries and enjoy live music, performers, food trucks, fun, and games. Must be 21 or older to attend the event. Caller 12 855-839-1210. Best of luck. Pair of passes for the Down and Derby Wine Festival. All right, cut sheet part due coming up in just a few minutes. But we did get an email that I want to read. And this was sent to us from a man named Rob. And he says, and by the way, this is an update to the Pembroke story, with the subject being Pembroke Update Saturday 420. He says, "Hey all, please see the below message from the North Penn School District that was sent out on Saturday morning. Note, no mention of the principal's premature statement on the day of the incident. This is the statement that referred to the assault as a fight or an altercation, which we've established was not, as this was a targeted attack." Rob goes on to say he will forward us further updates as they come out, as they receive them. But here is the email that was sent out on Saturday. "Dear North Penn community, first I want to acknowledge the hurt, trauma, concern, and angst that has resulted from the incident that occurred this week at Pembroke Middle School. As I stated in my communication on Wednesday, I am also appalled by what happened that day. At last Thursday's school board meeting, many community members expressed their disappointment and their anger regarding the incident and demanded answers and action steps to ensure that this type of event does not happen again in our schools. Of course, this will take time, and the work necessary for comprehensive school safety is never finished. Thursday evening and in previous communications, I stated that there are many more details to this incident that I am unable to share, and this can be frustrating to both you and me. However, students and families have a right to due process and confidentiality. What I can tell you is that we will be tireless in our demonstration to you that we too share your concern and are committed to substantial improvement today and in the long-term future. Details for each of the items listed below, which are too long to read here on the show, will become clear in the very near future. But here are a few of the commitments that I am making to you based upon the feedback that we have heard from parents, students, and staff over the last few days." There's about a 10 to a dozen different solutions that they will be looking to implement moving forward. And then he wraps up. You know, you can sit here and talk about due process, and I believe in, you know, the rule of law and things like that. But this is just inexcusable the way this story has been covered. And really, to me, this is the failure of school administrators. We talked about this earlier this morning, that this girl that we played for you in the cut sheet, this little 12-year-old that saw one of her students or fellows,
classmates,
watching their head get smashed with a Stanley, this 13-year-old male that now wants to identify as a female, apparently, allegedly, has a rap sheet of doing this at a prior school, even though this has been debated and disputed.
And then, that was the story that we broke here on WPHT on Friday.
And it's just, I mean, I'm sorry. Principals, guidance counselors, school security, if that specific school has a police officer on staff, and other teachers and adults should have been able to prevent this from happening, and whether this lasted, and we're talking about the attack itself, 8 minutes or 28 minutes, I'm not giving kids the excuse. We talk about these TikTok videos, right? What do? They immediately pull out their phone and film an assault instead of breaking it up. But those are kids. Kids are going to be kids, right? Where are the adults who are supposed to be adults to make sure that this either doesn't happen or it gets wrapped up in 90 seconds?
And all these warning signs, too. The guidance counselor being warned. Hey, by the way, this kid has a hit list, I'm on it, and they're going to strike at lunchtime.
Oh, you'll be fine.
And allegedly, it went on for 28 minutes without a teacher doing a damn thing.
I mean, I'm just trying to picture myself in my cafeteria at Easton Middle School again, and I remember just teachers standing over by the window.
All the time.
They're just monitoring everything. Yep. There's eyes everywhere.
Yep.
So if a fight broke out in my middle school, within probably 60 seconds, one of the teachers jumps in.
Yep.
There are so many questions to this point.
Yep.
And they were naming the teacher that they went and told 5 hours prior. But my question is, first of all, we know that there is a first reporter's law in Pennsylvania that was passed fairly recently within the past few years, where if you are an adult who, whether you're a sanctioned volunteer, a teacher, etc., and somebody reports something to you, you are required by law to forward that report.
Mm-hmm.
So will that teacher face any kind of prosecution or charges? Or will the teacher come out then and say, everybody's going to have lawyers always win, as Yoli says, right?
Because
the teacher may say, hey, look, this was a new student who was just transferred here. I had no idea, had I been given, which I should have been given, the background here.
Yep.
That we now know here on WPHT, because we had parents from the other middle school calling, saying, yeah, this very same kid was at our school, and for years, even in the grade school, had been a problem. They just transferred this kid.
Right.
So that's another huge issue here. We need to have the transparency, and I guarantee you that under the cloak of, well, these are juveniles protected by the system, I guarantee you that this information will not be forthcoming today in court when this goes to juvie court.
Mm-hmm. 855-839-1210. Sam in New Jersey is our winner for the Morning Mystery Movie Clip. Sam, good morning. What movie did we just play for you?
Good morning, Kel. We played Get Out.
Get Out.
Yes. Woo! I've been told Get Out many times in many walks of life.
Many times.
Congratulations, Sam. You got the Down in Derby Wine Festival tickets coming up on May 4th.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Love the show.
You got it. Thank you very much, Sam, from New Jersey, checking in. We'll come back and get to What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 on the other side. Stocker's got about 3 days worth of audio to get to, and we'll do that when we come back. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tired of your old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to give our friends, my friends, at Kitchen Magic a call right now. They offer no shortage of solutions for any room in your home. With a new vanity or maybe a tub shower conversion, how does that sound? You're going to love that new bathroom. Plus an industry-leading warranty, a 10-year recipient of Lehigh Valley's top workplaces right here in Pennsylvania. Right now, Kitchen Magic is offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing, plus you get 10% off your entire remodel. And get Kitchen Magic's free in-home consultation today. Just call them at Kit, and you can contact them, kitchenmagic.com, kitchenmagic.com. Don't forget, tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
The 9 a.m. hour here on Kale and Company, brought to you by the Arden Theater. Don't miss Arden's Children's Theater's modern retelling of the classic tale Pinocchio, adopted by Greg Banks, a wooden boy, a nose that grows, a huge whale, and a cricket with a lot of opinions. On stage now, info at ardentheater.org. The Arden Theater brings to you the 9 a.m. hour by Kale & Company.
Big, big guest coming up at 5 o'clock today. Woo-hoo. For Zioli. Are we taking bets? Are we going to go on record and make our official prediction for those that are not in the know of who is actually going to be appearing today at 5 o'clock?
Well, I mean, I'm in the know, so I'm out.
Is Dawn officially in the know, or is she?
No, but she knows.
She knows.
Okay. Everybody knows.
Here's what I know.
Yeah. Okay.
The guest will not be giving Zioli what the guest gave me, which is a beautiful silver platter with the autograph of the 45th President of the United States of America. Zioli won't get the platter, but he may get the big interview.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't forget that, you know, I know it doesn't matter here in PA, but there is a primary tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. We're not even talking about it.
Literally,
we've mentioned it.
We have, but is there any... I can't think of a more boring primary.
No. Cannot at all. Well, I tell you what, that was a short-lived experiment, was it not?
What?
The whole primary season. That lasted all of 4 weeks we talked about it.
Yeah.
Foregone conclusion.
It just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, if we moved it, if they moved it earlier, we'd be part of the excitement.
Yeah.
At least.
I know. I feel unfulfilled, to be completely honest. I was looking forward to that.
Dawn, he's unfulfilled.
Yes.
Unfulfilled.
That's a common theme. All right, 9:30.
By the way, even with a with a no primary, you know, nothing happening, still getting record numbers. That's all.
Woohoo!
Well, there's a lot happening.
Yeah, it's
just
a lot. Oh my
gosh. Not Pennsylvania primary.
People are interested. They're just not interested in Pennsylvania right now.
Pennsylvania's a boring state. It's why I left. Just saying.
But now you're back.
Kind of low energy. Yeah, I came back for the money. Money was too good.
Yeah,
all right. Let's get to Greg Stocker's What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
You better off working at Wawa. Second job for you. What's on the Fetchy Bar Do is sponsored by Budget Blinds. Spring is here, and now is the time to budget. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shade shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation. And the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business, budgetblinds.com, budgetblinds.com. CNN polling over the weekend. Donald Trump is, in fact, better liked than he was 4 years ago.
Ooh.
And is better liked than Joe Biden is right now.
Oh.
This is the, by the way, Harry Enten, who does the polling for CNN, is like shocked by this.
Of course he is.
Shocked, shocked, shocked. Cut nine, Phil, go.
This is viewed favorably across Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. In the 2020 exit polls, what do we see? 50% of voters view Joe Biden on average favorably in those states, compared to just 45% for Donald Trump. Look at the Joe Biden trend line where he is now. Joe Biden is far less like than he was 4 years ago. Just 43% of voters now view Joe Biden favorably in these states. And Donald Trump, despite everything that has happened, actually slightly more liked. 47% favorable rating. So this isn't just a lesser of two evils that's going on. The fact is that Donald Trump is, in fact, better liked than he was 4 years ago and is better liked than Joe Biden is right now in these battleground states. It's pretty gosh darn clear.
Gosh darn clear, don't you know?
It's pretty gosh darn clear.
Joe's down 7%. Trump's up 2. It's a 9-point swing in favor of Trump. So you're saying you don't realize what you had until it's gone and it's too late, right? Isn't that the old adage about relationships? You didn't realize what you had until you lost it.
It's a great Rolling Stones song, too.
There you go. I actually had a conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday who lives in the Parkland School District up in the Lehigh Valley, north of Allentown. And he's a Republican, but he was one of the guys that really wanted DeSantis to get the nominee because he felt that Trump could not win the general election. And he's a Trump guy, but he just feels like it was time to move on.
Yeah.
And he said to me yesterday, he goes, isn't it amazing that Joe Biden is the worst president this country has had since Jimmy Carter? And as bad as he is, Trump is only beating him by 2 or 3 points in a lot of the polls. And I said, well, yeah, because the hatred for Trump outweighs the effectiveness. And he said to me, he goes, if you just take Trump's track record of success and put that and plaster that and copy and paste it on another individual running for president, those polling numbers would be double digits across the board. And I didn't have much of a rebuttal for him. I was like, you're probably right. I know polls really don't matter. But like, if it wasn't Trump and it was somebody else compared to Biden, with the track record of Trump, basically what I think he was trying to tell me is if you take away like the drama and like the combativeness and the stuff that makes Trump Trump, and it was just policy and effectiveness, it would be like a runaway. And I kind of agree with him in a way. Because there's a lot of people that just can't get past Trump and his bravado.
Well, that's why they have to. He's in court again this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they must persecute Trump to keep him off the campaign trail and to keep him away from speaking about the horrifying policies that have thrust people into poverty, that have caused that's truly wreaking havoc in this nation with border security, unrest, craziness, upside down. So they have to keep Trump bound up in court. That's the only strategy here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sid Weiss, Cinderella saying, "Don't know what you got till it's gone." You are correct, sir. I meant the Rolling Stones saying, "You can't always get what you want." Thank you for calling me out, Sid. I love this audience. They never let us do get away with anything.
No, sir.
By the way, what did Harry say after you had this conversation with them?
No, it was not him.
Okay.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to cut 11 here, Phil. This is an NBC poll. Which candidate is better on handling crisis, strong record as president, competent and effective, necessary mental and physical health, dealing with inflation, cost of living? All of this is addressed in this short clip here with Steve Kornacki on Meet the Press on Sunday. Cut 11, Phil, go.
about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden. We talk about...
There you go.
So there you go. You look at every category, decisively Trump or Trump by a small margin in the five categories that you just saw plastered on YouTube. Again, I'll say it. If it wasn't for Roe v. Wade, it's Trump in a landslide. There's no question about it. If that thing was not touched mm-hmm. 2 summers ago, and we're talking about this election today, Trump's the runaway winner.
Finally, I teased this earlier. Phil, if you can pull up cut 14 here. Walmart in 2024. We like to do Walmart past and present.
Airlines past and present.
Things past and present. This I would play audio, but it's just the F word over and over and over again. get over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. This is cut 14, Phil, if you want to pull this up. The video. There we go.
Oh, my
goodness.
There's
a cleanup in aisle four.
It's a Royal Rumble.
It's literally, it's women.
It's women everywhere just
look at
fighting,
this, just
haymakers.
Beating the living you-know-what out of each other. And this is all being filmed. This
look
is happening
this.
In a Walmart.
This is right in front of the self-checkout. I mean, look, she's got a pipe. She's got a pipe. She's got a pipe.
Hey, look at this.
Hey, this is like the WWF scripted in the 1990s. This is the Attitude Era. There's got to be at least 15 individuals.
Look at these people. Oh, it takes a swing.
Swings
with a
the
pipe.
Whole pipe.
Yeah. And like, no store employees are doing anything. Not that I would get involved in this either.
No, when you pull out pipes, I'm out.
Yeah.
Look, this is just...
We're just an uncivilized society. We really are. Just people acting like animals. And they're all kids.
Shoes on the floor. Busted glass. Yep. There goes the pipe again.
Yep. Just no regard for safety. No regard for other people. Just, it's disgraceful.
Is this why you don't go into Walmarts?
Yes. This is what happens in Walmarts.
Holy crap.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Doesn't happen too often in Targets, though, does it?
You can get a loaf of bread and a pair of underwear.
Yeah.
Great.
You can get a...
And a TV.
A TV and a haymaker.
That's so dumb.
It's unbelievable.
I go to Walmart all the time. I've never had anything like that happen. If I
well, you
had
go in
seen
those,
it.
You go in those rich areas. You know,
a
you and yeah,
trooper.
Yeah,
trooper PA.
You go in those. You go in those rich suburban areas. Yeah.
She goes to the Walmart supercenters where they have groceries and clothes.
Yes, that's true. You want to pound it and then do like a dry rub.
The Warrington Walmart is nice, says Sid.
It is.
Okay, sure.
What about the Cheltenham one? I go there all the time, too.
It's not catching me dead in there.
It smells like kitty litter in there.
Oh, stop. I never smelled kitty litter. Kitty litter in a Walmart.
People in their pajamas.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Like animals.
I've gone out in sweatpants and flip-flops.
Stop.
All right. Do my shopping. All right, 9:46. That'll do it for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2. Make sure you're packing when you go into Walmart, folks, because you never know when you're going to need to flex on people. We'll come back, wrap it up, find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, who won Twitter today, and a Monday edition of Phil Almquist's Today in Music History. Back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company winding things down here on a Monday morning. The Dawn Show coming up top of the hour. And we find out what she has lined up 9 minutes out.
Yeah, we have a ton breaking in New York in the Trump case. And I'll have all of that as well, local reaction to it. My goodness, we have so much breaking locally, statewide, ahead of Pennsylvania's primary tomorrow. Chester County Republicans, I will detail this new lawsuit they've just filed to try to prevent the county's election board from tallying up ballots if they're returned. In other words, if somebody has multiple residents in a long-term care facility, we've seen this allegation where folks in a nursing home who are maybe not cognizant, and all of a sudden we see them returning a ballot. We're going to get into that case a bit. There's a whole lot going on. And then the U.S. Supreme Court taking up this case about homelessness, how it affects our region. So there's a whole lot breaking, a whole lot developing. We are stacked with guests today. So we'll have one of those candidates running for the GOP primary in the 172nd district. This is in Philadelphia and in our area, Montgomery County, against the, where's Kevin? Kevin Boyle, still haven't found it, but these are this is the primary. The Republicans running against him. Christine Flowers at 10:30. And then we'll have Jorge Vila, who's a former federal prosecutor, just breaking down for us everything that's happening locally, nationally. It's a Don't Miss Show Monday.
Looking
and Larry Menti, my husband's going
to
call in late, about 10:45. We'll talk Italy and everything else.
Ah, Larry Bear making an appearance.
Larry Bear.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Dawn Show in just about 7 minutes as we get to a Monday edition from Phil Almquist's Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, Monday, April 22nd, we celebrate the birthdays of Peter Frampton and Paul Carrick from Squeeze and Mike and the Mechanics. We also lost Richie Havens on this day in 2013. Singles include Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty in 78 and Wild Thing by the Troggs in 66. Also on this day in 78, the Blues Brothers made their debut on Saturday Night Live. In 75, The Who began filming the movie version of Tommy, and Faith No More ended as a band on this day in 98. Also, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class was announced yesterday. Some notes: Ozzy, Peter Frampton, Foreigner are all long overdue, and I'm glad they got in. Dave Matthews is not a Hall of Fame band, not now and not ever. And Mary J. Blige getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like men competing in women's sports. Neither belong. And lastly, Judas Priest was great on Friday night. Here's a quick photo. And I enjoyed the Knick game because I am a Knick fan. For Kale and Company,
Boo.
I'm Phil Lundquist.
Did he have to include that?
No.
No.
Boo.
No.
Boo.
No.
You suck.
So Dave Matthews, not now or ever?
Yeah.
I mean, I disagree. I mean, what do I know?
But I mean, like, his cult following will hang Phil for that.
Do you think Dave Matthews' band is Hall of Fame worthy?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. All right, let's wrap it up with Today in Music. Who won Twitter?
Who won Twitter?
Who won Twitter, sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. I'm going to give it to DJ73, who says, please, please get Joe Conklin to do Meryl Reese doing the play-by-play of the person on
that
fire.
That was awesome.
That was not, that was obscene. We should not have done that.
I know.
Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to spoiling the moms in your life for the spring, now with 3 locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com. Give it to the moms in your life, that Dawn Stensland's in your life.
There you go.
JosephAnthony.com.
All right. Since Phil gave his opinion on basketball, I'll give mine as well. I'll take the Sixers tonight, getting the five points.
Plus five.
I'll take the Sixers plus five.
Me too.
All right. Dawn, you want to go on record Sixers pick, or you want to save that for the 10 o'clock hour?
No, I think I'll go with it. Sorry, but okay. I'm not going to disagree here. We'll take it.
Sixers across the board. The hell with Phil. Phil will be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next, and as our favorite senator would say,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.